If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, ready for a story that's stranger than fiction?
I think we all need to buckle up for this one.
We're talking neighbor nightmares today. The kind that starts out normal, like, my neighbor's being annoying again. But then it takes this dark turn. Like, you won't believe what this family goes through.
It's a classic example, really, of how quickly things can escalate. You know, that feeling of unease in your own home. Like someone's always watching. We're diving deep into that primal fear today.
We've got excerpts from the family's experience. They shared their story on a podcast called Nightmare Neighbors. And let me tell you, it lives up to the name. They start out, you know, they describe their life as this peaceful corner of Minnesota, which makes the whole thing even creepier when things go south.
It's interesting how often these stories start small, you know, like just a noise complaint or a property line dispute. Things that seem totally manageable at first.
Totally. But this deep dive shows how those little things, that erosion of boundaries, it can spiral into something way darker.
Absolutely.
And right away, you get this intriguing detail. The family mentions the stepfather. He worked with construction equipment, like right there on their property, a bobcat, an excavator.
Oh, boy.
You can almost see those noise complaints coming, right?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a recipe for neighbor tension.
And that's exactly what the neighbor latches onto. But it's not just official complaints. He's always showing up uninvited, just strolling onto their property, you know, acting like he owns the place.
It's about control, isn't it? Like asserting dominance under this guise of keeping the peace.
Exactly. And the family even describes the neighbor's tone as this like thinly veiled hostility, even when he's complaining about like noise levels or whatever. Like, yeah. It's never just about the thing he's complaining about. There's always something more.
It's like he's using these everyday complaints as a way to insert himself, to gain control over the situation. It's a classic tactic we see in these cases.
But here's where it gets really creepy. It's not just the neighbor, the town starts getting involved too, but it's not your typical noise complaints. It's like this neighbor has some kind of sixth sense, you know, always knowing what's going on inside their house.
Oh, that sends shivers down my spine. Like, how is that even possible?
Right. Take, for example, this noise complaint from 2022. A town official shows up at the house to investigate, totally normal. And then, out of nowhere, the neighbor just appears.
Yeah, wait.
No one called him. He wasn't there for the complaint or anything. He just materializes.
Oh, that's like way too coincidental.
The family even said it was like something out of a Hitchcock film. They described feeling like they were characters in a Hitchcockian thriller. Can you imagine? And that's where that term gaslighting comes to mind, you know?
It's all about manipulation, right? Right. Making the family doubt their own experiences, their own sanity even.
Yeah.
He's always watching, always present. It makes them question everything. Like, is he really watching us? Or are we just being paranoid? It's so messed up.
And that self-doubt, that's the insidious thing about gaslighting. It makes the victim question their own reality. They start to wonder, is it me? Am I overreacting?
It's like he doesn't even have to do anything overtly threatening. Mm. His presence is enough to create this atmosphere of fear, just knowing he's always there, lurking. Exactly. And that's what makes it so difficult to deal with. It's this constant low-level dread that eats away at you.
And it gets creepier because this pattern of like him inserting himself into their lives, it doesn't stop.
Oh no.
So fast forward to 2023 and one of the family members is outside and this like seemingly friendly guy approaches them.
Okay.
And it sounds harmless, right? But you know what they say? If it seems too good to be true.
Yeah, there's usually something else going on.
Exactly. So the family member, they're a little caught off guard by this the sudden friendliness, and they get to talking. And that's when the neighbor just casually drops this bomb.
Doing some work in the bathroom.
Oh.
And remember, they'd only been doing some minor stuff, like nothing major, nothing visible from outside.
So how could he possibly know that? Right, it's bone chilling. And of course, the family is freaked out. They're trying to figure out, like, how could he possibly know this? But there's no explanation.
That's what's so unnerving about these situations, right? Yeah. It's like the not knowing is almost worse than knowing for sure.
Absolutely. And tragically, instead of, like, confronting him head on, they try to appease him.
Oh, no.
I know. The stepfather, he starts, like, rearranging their property moving equipment, putting up mounds of dirt, all this stuff to try and stay out of sight, out of mind.
It's heartbreaking because it shows how powerless they feel.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to control their environment, control their lives, but it's all in reaction to him.
You're right. It's this desperate attempt to regain control. And as you can imagine,
it doesn't work.
Sadly, no. It actually, you know, in a way, it just gives him more power. And it doesn't work. Like, he doesn't care at all about their attempts to appease him.
It's like their efforts just go unnoticed.
They even put up no trespassing signs.
Seriously.
I know. But he just ignores them. This guy is playing by his own rules, and it's terrifying.
It's like he's living in a completely different reality.
And they're living with this constant anxiety, never knowing what he's going to do next. They even describe being startled by every little sound.
It's like he's stolen their sense of peace. Their home doesn't even feel safe anymore.
It's a form of emotional terrorism, really. Like, he's robbed them of their sense of security, their peace of mind, everything.
And what's worse, it's all happening under the guise of this normalcy.
Exactly. Like, to the outside world, he's just a concerned neighbor.
Yeah.
Right, just looking out for his property. But behind closed doors, it's a completely different story.
Totally. And that's what makes the situation so, so... The family even used the word Kafkaesque.
Oh, I know that feeling. It's like being trapped in this absurd nightmare where nothing makes sense.
Exactly. Like, you're trying to reason with someone who's not playing by the same rules.
It's a complete power imbalance. They're trying to navigate this situation, but there's no winning.
And that feeling, it comes to a head one evening. The entire family, the stepfather, the mother, and the person who wrote into the podcast, they're all at home. And they hear this noise coming from the kitchen.
Oh, no. I don't like where this is going.
You know that feeling, right? Where you're already on edge, so every little sound is amplified.
Oh, absolutely. Your heart starts racing. Your mind goes to the worst case scenario.
Exactly. But this time, it's not their imagination. They hear a thud, footsteps. So they grab, like, a baseball bat, because who knows what they're dealing with, and they slowly make their way toward the kitchen.
Okay, my heart is pounding just hearing this. So what happens?
They find the neighbor.
No way.
Just standing there in their kitchen, rummaging through their drawers.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Like, he has every right to be there. And get this, when they confront him, his excuse is that he's looking for sugar.
Sugar.
Sugar. Yeah. Like, it's a perfectly normal thing to do. Just waltz into your neighbor's house unannounced and help yourself to their pantry.
The audacity.
Yeah.
But in a way, it's not surprising, right? Like, this complete lack of boundaries is unfortunately typical in these situations.
Exactly. It's like he truly believes he's done nothing wrong.
It's mind-boggling. But this is where they finally draw the line, right?
This time, they snap. They confront him about everything. The harassment, the spying, all of it.
They're done being nice. They deserve to feel safe in their own home.
Absolutely. So they order him out, and this time, thankfully, he goes. They immediately call the police, and this time, they have evidence.
It's about time. Finally, some accountability.
Right. So the police give him a warning. Any more incidents, he's gone. And the family, they go all out with security cameras, reinforced locks, the whole nine yards. But even with all that...
That feeling of safety, it's gone.
It's gone. They've been living with this fear for so long. How do you just bounce back from that?
It takes time. You know, it's like healing from any trauma. It's an ongoing process.
So true. But then, just when they're starting to rebuild their lives, they get a letter.
Oh, no, not another letter. What does it say?
It's from the neighbor. Handwritten, online paper, delivered right to their doorstep. He's begging for their forgiveness.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? Dang. He blames loneliness, bad decisions, even says he's getting professional help.
What a roller coaster. So what did the family do?
They were skeptical, and honestly, who can blame them? So they decided not to respond, kept their distance.
Far move. Don't engage.
And then, guess what? The neighbor does a complete 180. Noise complaints stop, the trespassing stops. He's basically a recluse.
Wow, so now he's gone to the other extreme.
I know, it's like whiplash.
Yeah.
But then and this is where it gets really weird, he starts doing these little acts of kindness, like shoveling their snow, leaving vegetables from his garden.
Yeah, it's like he's trying to make amends.
Right. But it's still so calculated. And then, get this, he invites them over for a barbecue.
A barbecue? No way.
Yeah, you know, can you imagine after everything?
What a mind game.
Right. So they have this decision to make. Do they go? What would you do?
Oh, I don't know. It would be terrifying, but maybe a part of me would want to go.
Yeah.
Just to, like, take back some control.
And that's what they decided. They went to the barbecue.
Wow. That's so brave.
And you know what? It was surprisingly normal. The neighbor was on his best behavior, apologetic, even charming. They talked, laughed. It sounds crazy, right?
It does. It's like something out of a movie.
I know. So did they actually become friends? We don't know. The family ends their story on this note of cautious optimism.
It's like even after everything, there's this glimmer of hope.
Right. Like maybe people can change. Maybe healing is possible. Hmm. But it's a really powerful reminder that, you know, you never really know your neighbors.
It makes you think twice about who you live next to.
Yeah.
And how quickly things can change.
Absolutely. It's a story about the dark side of human nature, the erosion of trust, but also about resilience, the possibility of forgiveness, and that even in the darkest of situations, there's always a glimmer of hope.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.